Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. When it comes to shipping, you can learn the hard way from experience, or you can learn from someone else's experience. And Tim Chapman, he's known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service, with a shooting star feedback, has shipped nearly 40,000 items. So you can be sure he knows wherever he speaks when it comes to saving you time and money on shipping. Tim, how can you save us time and money on shipping labels?
Well, first of all, thanks, Griffin Lee, for having me on. I appreciate it. I have six tips for you. Now, I would say that, you know, I have shipped a lot of items, and I do it pretty efficiently. It might not be the best way, but it's a good way. So I have six, I believe, good shipping tips. And everybody seems to like shipping tips, so here we go.
Okay, number one.
Number one, here we go. First one, address labels. If anyone out there is still writing address labels in any shape or form, you are wasting your time. You do not write or write out address labels. What I do, I use 6-bit, and I configured my packing list to put the customer address up in the right-hand corner, very high and very large font, and you just cut it out. You print out all your packing list and just cut it out and tape it on the package. You know, so then you have it on the package. My packages do have double, because when I put my shipping label on there, which we'll talk about in a minute, you know, it has both. So, but that's how you know what your package is. Today's my shipping day. I'm going to ship about 40, 45 items today. And so that's one of the methods to make sure that you're moving efficiently. Like I said, if you're writing anything at all, you should not be writing anything. It takes way too much time. You could make a mistake. So there you go. There's number one.
Number two.
Here we go. Boxes. There's a big deal about boxes. You know, where do you get your boxes? You know, people go and they go get them out of the trash or whatever. I just don't have time for that. In my early days, I did that, but now my big tip is to go to either Lowe's or Home Depot, and they have these shipping boxes. There's a small, medium, and large. And they sell so many of these boxes that they beat everybody's price by a mile. The small shipping box, which is large, is 12/12/16, is 73 cents. It's so inexpensive, and then you just take and you cut it and make your own box, and you know, and then the medium's only a dollar. So that would be a good tip. That
do you
everybody
use
your shipping boxes?
Do you use any stuff from the post office? Free stuff?
Well, of course, yeah. You get all the free ones from the post office. Yeah, you can get all the free ones, but I'm talking about bigger stuff. If you
need to
buy a box, Lowe's and Home Depot, they have these shipping boxes that goes way up there. But of course, oh yeah, all the free boxes from the priority mailboxes, get all those. You just order all those. And as Brandy was talking about recently, we'll get to that one in a second. I was going to talk about this flat rate envelope, this padded envelope, which is so good. So that's number two.
Number three,
here we go. Number three, international first class package versus international first class envelope. Now, I don't know if I was in the dark on this one, but on Stamps.com, I use Stamps.com also, and it comes up automatically when you ship your package to international. Even though it's first class, it comes out to international package. But there's also an international envelope. And I go, hey, wait a minute here. I'm shipping this in an envelope, and it's like $5 cheaper for, you know, a 4 or 5 ounce package, you know, envelope or package. So my tip is to, if it's under 4 pounds, of course, it has to be under 4 pounds in order to ship international first class. You put it in a box, and you put the box in an envelope. You could have saved yourself $5 or $6, maybe more, just by putting it in an envelope. An example is I sell a lot of sunglasses. I have these small little boxes, and not priority mailboxes, but small little boxes that I buy, and they fit into a medium-sized envelope. You put them in an envelope, and you save them like $6.
Wow. So, that's a good tip.
I don't know if everybody else. I'm going, what am I missing here? So make sure, especially in Stamps.com, because it comes up on the package, make sure to ship on the envelope side. If you can get it in an envelope, even if you put it in a box and put it in an envelope, it's still in an envelope.
Yeah, so I think that's what a lot of sellers do. What they call it the what do they call it, Lee? They took the box with a mug and you put it in a envelope. It just fits in the flat.
I don't know.
Yeah, so FOMO. FOMO. Box. I was going to say it like that. That's the same thing, but that's for shipping domestically.
Right, but you can use the same trick for international first class.
Yeah, like
too.
For a mug or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So number four.
Number four, flat rate padded envelopes. This is great. Although I've heard on this shipping with the boys thing that somebody had theirs rejected because they put a big item inside this padded envelope. I'm going to disregard that for now, and I hope they never have a problem with it, because if it fits, it ships, right? That's what they tell us. So these envelopes are the greatest thing. Oh, my goodness. I ship so much stuff in this. A story, these Priority Mail flat rate envelopes, padded envelopes, they are very strong, and they stretch like crazy. And you can put up to 70 pounds in these things. Used to be in the diving industry, and I sell dive gear and that kind of thing. Well, I had all these dive weights, and I sold them. So I put 26 pounds of dive weight in a padded flat rate envelope. I put heavy on there. I was trying to be nice about it, but you can ship a whole lot of heavy stuff in a little flat rate envelope for $685, which actually on the eBay site it's less than that, but that's the retail
price. We're speaking with Tim Chapman, known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service, and he has Shooting Star feedback. He's shipped nearly 40,000 items, and he's given us some really good tips. We're on tip five now. What is it, Tim?
Tip number five. One of the things that I think a lot of people don't do is to make a stand-up shipping table. You know, like I said, today I'm an auction person, and I ship on Tuesdays and Fridays. I have stragglers that ship in between, but my main shipping days are on Tuesdays and Fridays. And when I set up a shipping table, but, you know, most of the tables that you buy, they're low, but you need to get them up high so you don't break your back.
Oh, yes.
And so you put extender legs on them. I think it's about 18 inches of PVC on each of the legs, and it stands up high so you don't have to bend over. It's it seems like a menial tip, but it's actually massive, because if you're standing there all day, you'll have a backache by the end of the day. So make sure you have your table up really high, set all your items up on the table, make everything very efficient, and so that's my number five, a stand-up shipping table.
So, far, we've learned from your number one tip, don't write anything on the label. If you're having to write out labels, you're doing something wrong.
Definitely. No question.
And number two was for big stuff, boxes, Lowe's, Home Depot. For instance, they have a 12 by 12 by 16 for 73 cents.
Yep.
Pretty good deal.
Yes, it is.
Tip number three was, you know, put your stuff. Well, tip number three I'm a little confused about.
Well, what happens is you take a box and you put the box in an envelope, and instead of using the package rate to ship international first class.
If you had just sent the box without the envelope.
Yeah, you put the box in the box.
God, it seems too simple.
Yeah, I know it is, but
so just stick that sucker in an envelope.
Right, you can box it all up real nice, put all the packing in there, and then put it in an envelope, and you can have a big envelope as long as it's under 4 pounds. Doesn't say what size envelope. And put the box in an envelope, and then you get to ship an envelope, right?
And number four, flat rate padded envelopes.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Use them.
People aren't using them already. They should be, no question about it.
Number five, stand-up shipping table.
Yep.
It'll help. Okay, here it is. Da-da-da-da. Number six.
Number six, shipping companies and methods. You know, we need to be doing the very best we can to ship the lowest rate. Whatever it may be. So you have to go to several different shipping companies and methods. As I said earlier, I use 6-bit, and 6-bit has a shipping module in it, and the shipping module has the exact same shipping discounts as eBay, the eBay shipping does. So it becomes very efficient and easy for me to ship all the priority mail through the 6-bit. And so that's one way, and it's all discounted, exactly the same as on eBay site. So all my priority mail domestic will go on my 6-bit. But then when I go to either Priority Mail International or something heavy going domestic, then I jump over to eBay and on the eBay site. And a lot of people, they're not realizing for the priority mail, or I mean the large item domestic, that this new FedEx SmartPost thing can be extremely economical, way less than the post office, especially if it's fairly close to you. Like, I'm in California, I can ship halfway across the country an item that's like, oh my goodness, 7 or 8 pounds for $12. And it gets closer to you, and it gets 9 and 8, very, very low price, much less than priority mail. So make sure to check when you're shipping a heavy item, check it on FedEx SmartPost and also FedEx, because those two, they keep going back and forth. But it's a super viable option. It takes a day or so longer, but it's really viable, really, really good option.
So you mentioned earlier that you ship 2 days a week. So what do you do, set up your auctions to end at a certain time?
Yeah, my auctions, I have kind of a schedule. I list on Mondays and I list on Thursdays. So it kind of just works for me.
And your auctions are 7 days?
Yeah, 7 days. So they end on Monday night, end on Thursday night.
All of your, everything you do is auction?
Oh, 95% or so. I have a few items that, you know, you have new items and you know what the price is going to go for. You put them up as a fixed price, and that's how I do it. Like,
you know what? You know what would be a great segment for you to come back and talk to us about?
What's that?
Making that decision whether to do auction or whether to do fixed price.
Sure.
And well, how you make that decision. That would be a great segment for us.
Yeah. Well, it seems like eBay has recently, you know, they're pushing the auctions a little bit again. So. And it, like we said last time I was on, actually, a few months ago, we talked about auctions. And
oops, there's our music. We got to have you back on again.
Thanks, Tim. It's always a pleasure. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com. Give us a shout at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll be back in a moment with eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.